You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Westchester Community College for today's Grow Conference. Grow your business. One day, new ideas, innovation, and disruption. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, electrical contractor, Genesis Exhibits, trade show displays, Wartburg, home health care and rehabilitative care, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring Fine Paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, I always find conferences like this incredibly inspiring, not only for the young people here, but anybody joining is going to be getting great information how to grow your business. And whether it's a small business or you have big dreams to be part of or a CEO of a big business, there's always ways to grow, develop, and find new avenues for creating revenue and increasing your reach through social media, so many different things. And so this conference here at the college is really a great opportunity for students and people in the workforce as well. My next guest is Joel Solomon. He's the Chief Prosperity Officer at Salomor, and that's a prosperity coaching business. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me, Joel.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's really a big pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm sure you just got done speaking, right?
I did.
Were they mostly students or were they a big mixture?
No, it was all small business owners, actually.
Small business owners. And so you have two books here that are very intriguing. Okay, so the first one that came out that you wrote was Mindful Money Management, Memoirs of a Hedge Fund Manager.
Correct.
Sounds exciting. And then your new one, which came out just a few months ago, The 9 Money Rules Millionaires Use, Only the Unconventional Ones. Oh, it sounds really interesting. People, obviously, money is a big part of business, but people want to find how to work smarter, not harder, in this day and age. So tell us some of your tips and rules and some of your experience. What did you share with the business owners upstairs?
Yes, a lot of rules. So, yes, that is one limiting belief right there, that you have to work really hard to be rich and successful. And I learned through my life, especially as a hedge fund manager and recently as a prosperity coach, that you don't need to work hard to be rich and successful. You need to work smarter. Uh-huh. You need to be more productive. And if you believe that you need to work 15 hours a day, 7 days a week, you will work 15 hours, right, 7 days a week to be successful.
Right.
So rule number one is when you believe. And when you believe in your investments, now I'm not saying don't do any research, but if you have on a ranking from 1 to 10, when 10 is absolute faith, a knowing that you're going to make money, and 1 is massive doubt, there's no way in heck I'm going to make money, then if you've done all the research in the world, but you're a 1, sorry, it's not going to work out.
Right. Isn't that kind of sort of the basic premises of the law of attraction?
It is.
Yeah, and what you think is what you get.
Law of attraction is throughout my book, and I teach law of attraction. I teach thoughts become things. Mm-hmm. And so when you believe is a critical rule in, yes, manifesting money in your life.
You know, it's just, that has been a huge revelation for me. Yet I've watched myself over the years. I'm always self-checking myself. What am I really believing right now? What am I believing? And it really makes a difference when you switch your thoughts around. And, I couldn't agree more. So that's your rule number one out of the 9.
Rule number one.
Let's go to some others.
So before I go there, Andy Dooley, who wrote the foreword to my book, has this great way to stop those negative thoughts from just spiraling you down into this dark hole.
Yeah.
And he recommends stop, cancel, clear, get the fear out of here, right?
Uh-huh.
And so do that every time you start thinking that negative thought. Stop, yeah, cancel, clear, get the F out of here.
Right.
And it will really, like, once you condition yourself, you can stop that gravy train,
yeah,
down into the black hole.
Yeah.
So rule number one is beliefs. Rule number two is trust your intuition. And I found, as a former hedge fund manager, I was managing almost $700 million at Citigroup, that if I didn't trust my intuition, I either lost money or I made less money. So my clients ask me, how do you trust your intuition?
Yes. How do
you? Well, you want to develop it like you do any other muscle. So I used to go to the gym and do bicep curls to develop my bicep. So every chance you get, you have decisions. You're making 1,000 decisions every single day. Try to use your intuition. Say you're on the subway platform in Manhattan, and the local train's sitting there, and the express is coming in a couple minutes. What do you do? Express or local? Local express. Trust your intuition. Maybe you're in the... I play this game with my daughters whenever we're on vacation. There's 4 elevators in the hotel. Don't look. Which one's going to come first? Mm-hmm. Trust your intuition. Tap into that. And then it's
that is
really
not
powerful.
Something that, you know, women, you know, traditionally are the intuitive species. However, I love that men are really embracing that, because it's everything. And it, for me, it is anyway. I can't imagine just using only my head space, you know, without going to that deep intuitive sort of what you feel in your gut kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And you're telling people, not only do you give yourself permission for that, but it becomes it's a big deal.
Train it. So when I was a hedge fund manager, 2008, you may remember this big insurance company called AIG, mm-hmm. American International Group, mm-hmm. and we shorted it. We bet it was going to go down in March of 2008. We had no idea how bad things were going to be, but we did know it was overvalued. 2 months later, my analyst comes to me. He says, Joel, it looks like it's going back up. And my intellect agreed with him. Now, my intuition was screaming, don't touch it, it's going lower. But I listened to my intellect, I listened to my analyst, and we got out. And then 2 days later, it's down 10%, and my intuition is still screaming at me, it's going lower, it's going lower. So we got back in. And 4 months later, it was down 60%. We made 60% on our money by trusting my intuition.
Yeah,
and
love it.
And there's many examples like that.
Oh, so exciting. I wish we could go through the whole 9 here today, but that's just a sample of what you're going to get through your new book, The 9 Money Rules Millionaires Use, Only the Unconventional Ones. Very exciting stuff here, and I bet a lot of people really gained a lot of insight from that. Because business, you need to use all of your... it's a holistic, right?
It's completely holistic.
Yeah, you can't just be, you know, thinking about the numbers or the bottom line or whatever. It's so much more than that.
Absolutely. So actually 6 of the 9 rules are more like spiritual rules, and the 3 are processes.
Uh-huh.
So
I love
being
it.
Happy, giving, being grateful,
yes.
Using your intuition, visualizing your dreams and desires. All those are spiritual rules. 3 processes, but 6 spiritual rules.
Very exciting stuff. My guest once again is Joel Solomon. He's the Chief Prosperity Officer of Solomor Prosperity Coaching Business. And we really thank you for infusing us with this great energy today and wonderful topics. Just perfect for the Grow Conference here at Westchester Community College. Grow your business one day, new ideas. Ideas, innovation, and disruption. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.